are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series today. Now is the time to protect every innocent human life, to in fact restore the legal protection to preborn children and to abolish abortion. And I know that many people with the Dobbs decision think, well, that's a done deal. The Supreme Court has ruled, but the Supreme Court did not restore the right to life to preborn children. They merely turned it back to the states. And our state to date has not acted to protect every innocent human life. There were some states that actually had what is called trigger laws, that actually once the Supreme Court would over, in the event that Supreme Court would overturn Roe, would actually outlaw abortion. And those states, those laws took effect when the Dobbs decision was placed. Our state, sadly, did not have the courage. Our Florida legislature, our Florida governor did not have the courage to defend innocent human life to that extent. Did not have the faith to do so. And in fact, sadly, some of the pro-life, pro-family organizations have not called for our governor or our legislature to do so. Even today, they are holding back and saying, we don't want to move too quickly. Listen, 50 years plus of child killing, legal child killing, is 50 plus years too many. And I would dare say that waiting 50 years, we cannot possibly move too quickly to protect innocent human life. We need to start, and we need to start today. And in fact, we, with Personhood Florida, we have actually been starting, we have been working to protect every innocent human life. Human life created in the womb. Human life created outside of the womb in laboratories. Human life that is human beings that are disabled. And also senior citizens. We are working to protect every innocent human life and calling for the Florida legislature to restore the legal protection to every human being. And we are working on a constitutional amendment. You can go to personhoodflorida.com, click on Get Petition, and you can get that petition, sign it, and send it in. There's an address right on the petition. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Click Get Petition, and you can sign the petition, and you can go ahead and be a part of that. This is something that definitely what we want to do is to restore the legal protection of every innocent human being. And this would actually add preborn children. This amendment would add preborn children to the Declaration of Rights in the Florida Constitution that already not just gives, but acknowledges that God has given every human being a right to life, that we not only have a right to life, but we have a right to enjoy and defend life. And certainly we are called to do so and need to do so. But there are people out there, there are organizations that are not operating in faith that we can do so. In fact, there are organizations that have publicly, pro-life organizations, pro-family organizations, that have publicly opposed this amendment petition process because they don't believe that we can win. Now, we have actually looked at the Bible and seen that, first of all, God is the author of every innocent human life, because he's the right author of every human life, that every human life should be protected, and the right to life of every human being should be protected. We also have seen that we have an obligation to work to defend innocent human life. Every single one of us should defend innocent human life. And we shouldn't, those commands to defend innocent human life aren't based on whether our likelihood of success. They're based on we need to do what God has called us to do, what he has commanded us to do. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer questions ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems as well. This is what we do here at A Faster PC, live technical support. We help you solve things, and we do help you with you know, certain issues that you might have, you know, especially concerning helping you learn how to avoid some of those threats that Cliff was talking about at the end of the swap shop just a little bit ago. We can help you with that, help you learn really how to distinguish legitimate emails from scam emails. And you know, if you missed last week's show, you'll want to maybe go back and watch that, because we did talk about that on last week's show.
and actually demonstrated a few different emails so that you could actually see those steps. So one thing, too, that we are seeing with some more and more businesses and even homes have video systems in their home. And quite some of these video systems require that ports, that the router that connects to the internet or the modem that connects to the internet, depending on, you know, some people, if you have Comcast or you have AT&T, you're going to have a box that's actually a modem and a router, and that may be all you have, or you may have a separate router as well. What we're seeing is that some of these boxes require ports to be forwarded to the what's called the NVR. It's a network video recorder, but basically it's the box that the cameras plug into. And if you have one that does require ports to be forwarded to that device, what you need to know is that those ports are not just accessible to you so that you can view the cameras on your phone when you're away from your house or your business. They also are accessible to anyone on the entire internet. And that includes hackers. And in fact, hackers are really just about probably the only ones that would be looking at that. So thankfully, we're thankful right now for battery backups, because we're still on the air, even though I just heard our battery backups make some noise, which meant that for a split second, maybe 2 seconds, our power actually went out here. The light stayed on. The power did go out, though, because some of our UPSs made some noise. But we stayed on online. Our internet is connected to the battery backup. So it's always good to have one of those. And definitely, if you don't have a battery backup on your internet, you know, maybe your internet's not critical. Maybe it's okay if you went down. But hey, we don't want to go down, especially not in the middle of streaming a faster PC live technical support. But back to what I was talking about. So hackers are constantly, they're looking at IP addresses. When you connect to the internet, you have an IP address. Your modem has an IP address. And anywhere you go on the web, that IP address is what people see. Unless you have a VPN, then they see the VPN's IP address. But otherwise, they're going to see that IP address. And what's going to happen with that is that they're going to see the IP address. But hackers are just scanning for IP addresses, and they're searching randomly for IP addresses, and they have software that does port scans that shows them what ports are open, and also shows them what protocols are being used by those ports, so that if you have a computer that, let's say, has remote desktop enabled, well, they're going to know that remote desktop is enabled. The default port is 3389, but sometimes people use a different port. And they're going to be actually having computers that are called bots, which is short for robots. These computers are going to be configured to try to log into that device. Well, they also go after NVRs. And in fact, NVRs, these video recording boxes that the cameras are connected to, those are high targets, because what can happen, they are going to have a simple username and password almost all the time. In fact, many of them, they have a username of admin, or a username of user, or maybe a username of admin and a username of user. And quite often people use very simple passwords on these. And so what happens, in fact, some of the boxes may not even allow a complex password. So, and really, even a complex password can eventually be broken, especially if the username is known. So if the username is known, well, that's real easy. They don't have to guess the username. All they have to guess is the password. And what they start is what's called a brute force attack on the password. So they're just trying to log in, and they log in, they use admin for the username, and they use one password, and then they use another password, and then another password. Eventually, they're going to find the password. Once they find the password to that system, they're going to look for ways that they can get in. You see, that box actually has an operating system. It's a very simple operating system, but they're going to look for ways that they can get in there, and then they're going to look for ways that they can launch attacks on other devices on the network. Now, we have network monitoring software on our systems that, you know, for our clients, we install remote support software, and one of the and we do this, by the way, for our managed services clients that pay us at a set amount a month, and we do this also, though, for the customers that just pay us for the work that we're doing. You know, so when you come in Faster PC, you can either sign up for a managed services plan, or you can pay for the work that we do, and we'll help you either way. But either way, we are going to by default install two remote support software packages and agents, and those help us to help you provide you with remote support when you need it. So we can actually log into your system, and we can actually help you without you bringing your computer to us or us coming to you. And a lot of things we can fix this way. Well, one of the agents that we use actually monitors, and one of the things it monitors, we have it configured to monitor actually invalid login attempts. And so with an invalid login attempt, what actually happens is we get a notification that there's an invalid login attempt. And we definitely would reach out to the customer and say, listen, there's someone's trying to get into your system. And we actually, there is a script we can run on the system that actually will enable certain logs that will help us to know where those invalid login attempts are coming from. And some people say, well, you know, that was just me. I forgot my password. And that certainly is possible. But, you know, we had one person that said, well, you know, that was just me. And I said, well, were you trying to log into your computer 100 times at 2:05 a.m.? And they said, no, I wasn't. This was a work customer. And they said, no, I wasn't at work at that time. Well, someone was trying to log into your system at that time. So, you know, we can come in and, first of all, we can actually look at what's going on, and we can actually try to determine, and we can determine where the threat is coming from, and then we can track down what threat that is, and we can segment that from your network so that that the hackers and the scammers, we can also change the password so that you have a more complex password, but we don't want the hackers and scammers that are in that system to be able to launch attacks against other systems.
Listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio.
We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
And so, yeah, I think we're right on the same time. Karen from WCNO is asking whether we're getting an. I didn't actually look at the time, but I think we went out right at 10:19 and came back right around 10:24. So I think we're right on the time that we normally are. So hopefully, and our next break will be right at 39. So anyway, we're here. Hopefully that helps you out, Karen. Let us know if you have any more questions or if you're having any issues with that. But We do strive to try to keep our customers as safe as possible. And we were talking about, the threats. You know, we have seen this not only from remote desktop ports that are open. We actually we've seen a lot of threats and actually attempts to log in. Where we've been able to actually come in and set up a VPN and allow the people that need to connect remotely from the office, or maybe you're connecting into your home even remotely, allow them to be able to do so, but to do so securely and safely, so that you don't have to have any situation where you have problems connecting, and you're able to connect, but also you're closing out immediately and automatically closing out access to all the hackers trying to get into your system. And we talked in the last segment about these video recorders and how they can be can provide a platform for hackers to get in there and then to attempt to log in to your systems. Also, another thing we've seen is sometimes phone systems. If you have a business and you have a traditional PBX phone system, those phone systems quite often are on the internet these days. And one of the things that happens with those phone systems is not only are they on the internet, but again, a lot of times they have an easy, simple username and password, something that's really, really quick, easy for someone to break into. In fact, a lot of times the installers and the companies will actually keep a default username and password on there. Now, and this can happen with the video systems as well. It happens with copiers quite often as well. So, you have this system that's on your network, and in some cases, there are ports that are forwarded to it, and that would certainly be the situation if you had a PBX box that's on the network. There would be ports forwarded to it. If you have, again, a video system, an NVR, that's on the network, there would be ports forwarded to it. So again, hackers are going to try to get into that. And if you're using a default username and password, like admin and 123456, then how difficult would it be to break in? And we have seen all kinds of things happen. At one client's office, we actually were seeing there, and this was a number of years ago, this was actually, before we actually had the tools and the utilities and the remote management software to monitor, what was happening. And we really didn't see, and it may have been happening, but we didn't see it, a device or attacks coming on the local network. But what we saw is that the client actually had a type of internet that provided very high, for that time frame, upload, but the download was the same rate, but it was considerably lower than what you could get with other types of internet for download at the time. And most of their bandwidth was actually being used up. And we actually worked with the internet service provider to determine what was happening. And what we found is that there was a device on their network, which happened to be their phone system, that actually was using up most of the bandwidth. And And it wasn't from phone calls, but hackers had actually got in there and were and had installed a website. And this was not, I'm not going to mention what type of website it is, but it's not the type of website that you would want to share with your Sunday school class, if you know what I mean. This was a definitely a bad website, and it was running on this phone system. And you know, you would think, well, how could that even happen? Well, it did happen, and it's something that definitely you know, it in this case, the only reason they found out about it was because their internet was slow, and we got in and we troubleshot and we figured out what was going on there. So this is something that definitely you want to take safeguards, you know. And first of all, one of the things that you want to do is you want to have secure usernames and passwords. If you're out there and you have devices, and by the way, this happens even in the homes. You may recall that a few years ago, there was actually an attack on home cameras that were being used by parents to monitor their kids. And what was happening was that hackers were actually breaking into the cameras and were monitoring someone else's kids. And you know, there's a lot of sick things, a lot of sick people out there. And so, you know, you don't want to give hackers the access, whether it's your business computers, whether it's your home and you know, your home camera system. You don't want hackers to have access to that. And the reason that the hackers were able to get access to it was that the parents never changed the username and password from the default. So, you know, we talked earlier about how hackers would try different combinations, and they would try you know, a common default username, and then they would also try a password. And when that password didn't work, they would try another password. Well, one of the first passwords a hacker is going to use is a default password. And there I can't tell you how many devices use something like admin for the username and 123456 for the password. It's and there are a lot of installers that will keep it at that, which you know, makes it easy for them because they never have to, you know, don't have any problems getting in. But if that's what it is, and a hacker gets access to that network, how long do you think it's going to take them to get into that network and into that device? It's probably only going to take them, you know, a matter of just a few minutes. In fact, they probably have a list of common usernames and passwords, default usernames and passwords, and those are the ones that they're going to try first. And then once they establish a foothold there, they're able to launch from there to try to go after other devices on the network. So one of the things that can be done to protect, again, change the usernames and passwords. Make sure if you are out there, you have a home network and you have devices that are connected, or you have a business network, a office network. Maybe it's a business, maybe it's a medical practice, maybe it's a construction office, maybe it's a nonprofit or a church, a ministry, whatever. Make sure whoever's providing your IT support, you know, if it's not a Faster PC, talk to them. Ask them, have you changed, you know, are we using default usernames and passwords for some of these devices? Are there ports forwarded to some of these devices? And if there are, what usernames and passwords are we using? Come up with a complex password. And definitely you want it to be something that you can either remember, but really a really good password, you might not be able to remember it. You know, so come up with a secure way of storing your passwords. And we'll talk about that. We've talked about that on shows in the past, and we may, if we have time, talk about that in the upcoming segment the last segment of today's show. We'll see about that. But you want to store your password in a secure way. So that's one thing. Another thing is that if this is on your network, and it could potentially be broken into, you don't want attacks to come from that device to another device. What that is called living off the land attack, where a hacker gets access to a device and then uses that device as a launch pad to launch other attacks on other devices. And you definitely want to steer clear and keep that from happening. And it would be best to know that it's happening as well. And again, one of the things that we provide for our customers is we do provide monitoring. Now, we're not going to, if you're not a managed services client, we're not going to monitor it as actively as we would a managed services client. But we'll still get the reports, and we may see the attack. And definitely one of the things that we do when we are working on your computer, if we're doing any work for you, we'll look at what's been happening on the system and see if we see anything odd going on. So this is one thing that we provide for our customers. We also do like to go in and separate that NVR, that camera system or a phone system. We like to separate that from the other from the computers on the network, so that it's actually in its best. I mean, just, we can use an old cheap router. It doesn't have to be something high end, because really nothing's going to be connecting to it except for this device. Use an old cheap router and actually give that its own separate connection, so that it's able to those ports come to that device. But if a hacker is able to get to that device, that's the only device they're able to get to. They can't get into another device. And of course, you still don't want bad websites running on some of your devices. One of the things you have to realize, a lot of devices out there today, a lot of these devices that connect to the internet, they have an operating system, and they have storage. Definitely an NVR would have storage, and even a phone system is going to have a certain amount of storage. Even copiers are going to have a certain amount of storage. So, you want to make sure that these devices, you don't want hackers getting in and running something on them. They do have an operating system. That operating system may be real simple, but it may give the hackers enough of a footprint to be able to launch out to other and attack other devices on the network. And if you're in a situation where this might be happening, we can help.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your technical issues. And we're going right to the lines because we have Lloyd on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support, Lloyd. How can we help you today?
Hi, Brian. I have not heard most of the program, but I'm wondering about a VPN for my own business computer.
Yes.
Install those?
Yes, we do. So there's a few ways you can do VPN. First of all, if you're wanting to connect from outside of your home to a computer at your home or your office or whatever the case, and it sounds like you have a home business computer, so So, you know, if you're wanting to be able to connect securely without allowing other people to connect, then we can set up a VPN to your network. And then when you're outside of your network, maybe from a laptop or even a, you know, a phone, you can actually connect in to your network and have access to your network securely without giving hackers access as well. Then also the other type of ways that people use VPNs is where you use a VPN so that your data that you're typing is encrypted. Now, here's the thing, you know, the VPN providers really present this as, wow, this is really going to protect you. Well, it does to a certain extent. What it does is it encrypts the data that you are sending from your computer until it gets to the VPN server. From there, it's sent unencrypted, just like if you were to send it without a VPN. So it doesn't encrypt your data all the way to where it's going. Let's say it's you go into a bank. It's not like you're establishing a VPN into the bank. You're establishing a VPN from your computer, or in some cases, it could be your network to another network or your network to a VPN server. And it's encrypting the data until it gets to that server. At that point, it's sent unencrypted. So it doesn't fully protect you from someone being able to snoop it at that level. Now, we do have for businesses, and we do have some businesses that are, in fact, we have a ministry that we work with that has three offices. And we just installed the same routers at the three offices that are capable not only of being a VPN server, but also of being a VPN client. So what we're going to be able to do with that is we're going to be able to configure these routers so that they're connected with a VPN to each other, so that all of the computers in each of the offices are able to print documents or access documents from locations in another office. And one of the things that they're doing right now is, first of all, in two of the offices, people don't have access to files on their server. So they'll be able to actually, in these two remote offices, have access to files on their server. Secondly, one of the things they're doing is when they need to get a document from one office to another, they're printing that document, and then they're going, walking over to the fax machine, and they're faxing that document from one office to another office. Of course, they have to have a phone line at each office for this to happen. You know, there's wasted time in this. They'll be able, actually, in the same amount of time it takes them to print the document at their own office, they'll be able actually to print that in the other office where it actually needs to go. And then they can just give a call to that other office, and in that other office, they'll pick up the phone. They'll say, hey, look at your printer. There's a document you need. And by the way, we're very likely, well, I mean, we're going to talk to them about this, but we are going to be very likely putting in VPN, or excuse me, we're going to be putting in voice over IP, VOIP, phones in at least one of their offices. And if we can put them in all three of their offices, they'll be able to actually pick up a phone, dial an extension number, and it'll actually ring in a phone without actually having to make a phone call. It's just it'll be you know, phone to phone, extension to extension phone system. And they'll be able to take their PBX boxes off the wall and use this voice over IP. Some people use VPNs for anonymity, so that the websites they're going to don't know what your IP address is. And some people that do this do it so that, you know, let's say you want to you want to subscribe to a certain service, and this service gives you certain access to certain content if you live in a certain area. And so some people will actually use a VPN in that area to make it look like they're actually in that area. And then they can subscribe to this service and this happens a lot with sports teams. Like, for instance, if you're in Europe and you subscribe to an NFL.com streaming service, you're going to get a different plan, a different package, different availability. In fact, you can even watch games live, versus if you're in the United States, you can't do that. Or if let's say you're a Miami Dolphins fan in Florida, you don't have a problem watching the Miami Dolphins games most of the time because they're always on TV almost all the time. You know, unless they're on like Thursday Night Football, and then you'd have to have an Amazon Prime subscription, or you know, maybe they're on another network because it's Monday Night Football and that's on ESPN. But you know, if you lived in, let's say, Cleveland, and you were a Dolphins fan, you're going to get the Cleveland Browns. You're not going to get Miami Dolphins. So there are some people that will use a VPN for that. Definitely, if you're ever going out to a hotel, you're going to a hotspot, maybe you're going to a Starbucks, or you're going to another location, you can use a VPN. And you should use a VPN, especially if you're going to be typing usernames and passwords, because you're very likely going to be connecting to an unsecure wireless network. And that unsecure wireless network is going to allow people to be there, and hackers to be there and actually capture the information. But really, what the hacker would probably do is go there and install a device in an area that you wouldn't see it, that would actually start capturing every keystroke that's typed connected to that network. So when an unsuspecting person goes and connects to that network and they say, wow, free Wi-Fi, let me go to my bank website and log in, I need to check my balance. Well, the hacker has access to the bank app website address. They know where you went. They know what username you typed in. They know what password you typed in. And so you know, in just a little bit of time, they can actually, without them even being there, they can actually get that information. So in a case like that, you definitely need to be connected to a VPN. And you can set up a VPN at your home network or your business network, and we can do this for you, the VPN would actually carry not only local traffic but also internet traffic. And carrying the internet traffic, what would happen is you would actually have a situation where if you connected from a laptop to that VPN, then your data would go from your laptop to your router at your house or your business, encrypted, and then would leave there and would actually, would go unencrypted from that point on, but you would get it to that location encrypted, anything you're typing on the internet. So when you go to your bank website, you actually would be able to have access. And by the way, doing it this way is very fast. You know, there are VPN software out there. Some of them are free. Some of them, you know, everyone's providing them. All the antivirus companies provide VPN software. And Mozilla Firefox provides VPN software. There's almost everyone out there is providing VPN connections, and they'll provide you a certain amount of bandwidth and some of them provide a free service, and you get a limited amount of data throughput, and you get a limited amount of bandwidth, or you can pay and you get faster speeds, and you get more data throughput. Those are definitely options, but I can tell you that connecting to your own VPN, you're going to get really if your speed where you're connecting is fast enough, is as fast as your speed at your office or your home. That's how fast your connection is going to be. I mean, I've ran speed tests, and you can't tell the difference in the speed. I'm sure it slows it down a little bit because you're going from your computer, wherever that is, to the router in your office. But we've seen this. We've done the test, and we've been able to actually get the connection going very, very fast. So those are some things, and there are a whole bunch of different scenarios that we went over, a lot of different ways, and I don't really know exactly what you're trying to accomplish, but you can definitely, our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. We can talk more off the air about what you're actually trying to accomplish, and then come up with a solution to help you with that. But again, one of the things to know is that VPNs don't fully, they don't encrypt your data all the way to the end location, because you know what? Your bank doesn't have your encryption key, and you wouldn't want your bank to have your encryption key. What happens if they're hacked? And that does happen where banks do get hacked sometimes. So, but it does encrypt the data so that if you are going, and I'm about to be on a trip next week, where I'll be connecting to some unsecure networks. But you know what? My data will be secure because I have my own VPN. And I'll be able to connect to that VPN, and I'll be able to type usernames and passwords, and hackers will not be able to compromise my usernames or capture my usernames and passwords. And you definitely never, ever, ever, again, never, ever, ever connect to one of these networks and go anywhere that matters to you. You might say, well, what do I have that, I don't have anything I can steal. Well, you do. You actually do. You have friends that trust you and know you, and if your email account's hacked, if your Facebook account is hacked, let me tell you, your friends, your contacts, they're going to be getting emails. They're coming from hackers that are going to try to extract money from them or try to infect their computer.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title of tomorrow's sermon is, What If the Men and Women of God of Old Didn't Act in Faith?
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible and see the positive impacts on your life.